pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Listening to Hacker Voice Radio on the 17th of August 2005. This is a special episode because I'm back here with a co-host, and it is our infamous Mr. Scobie. Hello, Mr. Scobie.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm good. Andrew?
Yeah, not bad. Do you want to introduce yourself to all our listeners?
Hello, I'm Scobie. I was here on the original pilot episode, but due to things with college and, you know, girl, time constraints and all that, but hopefully I'll be making a few appearances on the show and submitting some content and stuff like that. You
know. Yeah, definitely. You are more than welcome to. And just to get some news out there, this is a free radio show and you are free to distribute it any means necessary. And also, our website has gracefully received a facelift by Scobie, who's gone along and given a feeble notepad attempt to make a website. A very nice layout and very nice episode. Currently, it's lacking a bit of content, but we will be introducing more stuff to it. And the most important things are there, which are our episodes and a little bit of information and how to contact us.
Yeah, it'll be finished by the weekend. So.
Yeah. And as we speak, I am actually installing Ubuntu onto my laptop. But
Live Linux.
Yeah, so it's Noob Linux for a Linux noob, which I am. So I just want something nice and easy to start off with. Except the fact that before I even got fucking half a chance to play around with it, it's thrown up an error saying that you can't install the kernel. Which isn't too good, but I'll see what I can do with it later. It's not worth bothering now. So, what have we got in plan for you today? There were actually a few things that passed my way today that I wanted to speak about, of which I can't find now. But unless
typical, isn't it?
Unless you want to drop in a line while I'm trying to look for this, you're...
I saw an interesting story in Slashdot today, and it was Google were going to be... are planning to offer free Wi-Fi to everyone in America.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Business magazine, Business 2.0, has christened it GoogleNet, and this is it will be supported by ads targeted to a surface location.
Right.
So, for example, if you stay in Florida, there'll be Florida companies advertising on your internet.
Wow.
If they do that, then.
Whoa. I think we just dropped off line there for
China
a second.
To offer it. So that should be weird, but also good because you have free Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And it'll save you a bit of money, but you'll get ads left, right, center.
And expect also for your internet activities to be monitored. I do think they're going to be doing that
yes.
as well. Yeah. On general news today, Zotob Worm has hit CNN and it goes global.
Yes.
The Zotob Worm, which was announced a few days ago, is is global now, and apparently it's hit Windows 2K desktops at CNN, ABC, and New York Times News, and many others. The virus is spreading around the world rapidly and is compromising systems to become bots and propagate worms themselves. Mm-hmm. Reported outbreaks are in Germany and China. This is something we were talking about in work today. I immediately downloaded the fix for it, just in case, you know, just so I'm comfortable.
Better to be safe than sorry.
We don't actually have any unpatched 2000 systems, so that's all good. Do we have any UK news to talk about? Apart from ID cards and everything like that that we've been talking about for the past few episodes.
Yeah, I don't really have it. It was just the last minute thing I had to do.
Yeah.
But I'm currently looking at Google News and such.
There is something that's related to the UK, which is that the BBC reports that a proposal for the 2012 Olympics bill plans to use words related to the Olympics by non-sponsors, including Olympic, 2012, Gold, Summer and Games, amongst others. The bill is aimed at ensuring corporate sponsors to have provided $790 million of the OIC's $2.5 billion market revenue over the past 4 years, which basically means that anyone using those keywords is breaching copyright laws, so they've taken that under their belt. From the article, 2012 website has already posted warning lists, a string of Olympics related words, images that are off limits but to official sponsors. You know, fair enough, fair play. But how can you put a word like gold off limit and summer?
Yeah, no, it's stripper.
I mean, if you were... Okay, depending on what context, probably depending on what context you're using the words in at, but it doesn't sound kind of fair.
No. It's, it's just another way... sorry, I have to keep pausing because I hear myself echo.
That's right.
But it's just another way that they're trying to outdo people. You know, it's a bunch of irrelevant bullshit and I just hate it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm like.
And another news in Windows news, subverting the Windows kernel. A group of people out there that call themselves Elite Hacker Dudes with D00DS are able to skillfully craft Windows rootkits that evade most any known detection system. Some people want to know how this is done, but they are surprising the Elite Hackers, security professionals who try and find these key rootkits, or just interested parties. If you're one of them, Grog Holgrund and James Butler, New Brook, Rootkits, Subverting Windows Kernel is for you, as obviously a book. It's focused like a laser on how to defeat detection in various levels of the Windows OS once you're in. Interesting. This is obviously something that's been going around for a very long time, getting around the Windows privacy and all that kind of detection, but seeing as it's...
just another thing that people don't realise is that Windows rootkits are so incredibly easy to create.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone with moderate programming knowledge and, you know, a lot of knowledge of how Windows actually works, you know, it is so incredibly easy to do. I mean, you see exploits everywhere. All you have to do is gather the best exploits and, you know, put them to good use, and, you know, once you've actually got access to the machine, you just put something on the machine so that you can access it at a later time, you know, to use it wherever you want. I mean,
sure.
It's, I mean, rootkits were used for all the spam that's getting put about.
Yeah.
You know, that's how there's so much spam, because people,
exactly.
People are creating rootkits, getting it into people's machines, and they're distributing the spam through the machines without them knowing.
Sure. But it's such simple stuff. And Windows, as it is holier than Swiss cheese. So that's kind of why I am switching currently now to Ubuntu. So yeah, I just want to give it a go, and I want to play around with it. eventually wean myself off Windows.
Yeah, it takes a lot to get off Windows like, because there's so many third-party applications are available from it.
Yeah.
But finally, you know, a lot of stuff are actually getting created for Linux now. You know, for like Skype, for example. And there's another thing. The Internet Service Provider Ambassador is actually offering a free voice over IP now for me, because I'm a premium member.
Yeah.
And what it is it's actually a software phone, but you can actually buy a hardware phone from them for about £50 or something like that.
Yeah.
But they give you a software phone, and it's created for Mac, Linux, and Windows. And it's not many ISPs offering that, both Mac and Linux. I mean, it's pretty rare.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Skype. Yeah, there is a version that would probably run on Ubuntu as well, which I can download. So my main aim was actually thinking, I'm going to challenge myself. I'm going to put a challenge to myself and say, right, I'm going to do this. Bilal, you have to run a radio show fully without any problems on a Linux system. I currently do dual boot into KDE, mainly Nobix. So I was thinking, shall I go into that? Shall I go somewhere else? So I just thought, right, I'm going to do a fresh install of another distro and see how that goes. And this is my challenge. And if I do fail it, then somebody's going to have to kick me in the ass. But hopefully I will get it working by hopefully then the week.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work to get used to it, especially when it's a clean install of Linux. But like I said to you earlier, if you can actually do your normal weekly routine, if you can do that for a few weeks, in Linux, you know, getting used to it and all that,
Definitely. Then
you know, it will eventually start going. Yeah, of course you'll have problems because when people go to Linux, they just want a download stuff and double click it and it'll install.
Yeah.
But the good thing about Linux is that most applications are provided under the GPL license, which will allow you to actually compile from the source, which is actually a lot more safer than installing binaries that you don't know what people put in them.
Exactly. But, I mean, that's the beauty of Linux, is that you can check what you're running if you download the source. And I just want to tell everyone who hasn't found out yet that we do have a number that you're free to call into any time you like, even during a show, which is +44 121 288 2554. And if you feel like giving us a call while we're on air, please feel free to do so. Now, that doesn't mean that we will pick up the call. But we will try to anyway. And I have received a few voicemails and stuff like that. So voicemails are also appreciated if we can't get through. And you will hear a nice little voicemail message from me. So just leave a voicemail for us and we will play that to you as well. Also, our email address is hackervoice@gmail.com. Any comments or suggestions are greatly appreciated. So, yeah. And I hope people are enjoying the show. With
yep.
I mean, we do hope what we did with Planet and everything. It wasn't 100% focused into the technical side of things. Yeah, we did concentrate on a few things related to privacy rights and legal stuff like that. That's kind of the main push. And hopefully, you can inject some technical stuff into here as well, which would be good. So there's a general blend of things, and obviously, it's not just us three doing it. I want, you know, anyone to kind of call up, Skype in or whatever, and contribute to this, because this is what we're all about.
Yeah, if I can just add on to that,
sure.
You know, the original concept for the show was to make it a listener's show where they can actually call in, you know, call in if there's something that they want to talk about, they can call in, you know, be on air, we can discuss it.
Yeah.
Instead of like just emailing us and then us reading the email, we can actually, you know, be quite interactive, and that's a good thing about streaming live and not just recording it.
Exactly, yeah.
People can call in, you know, it's real time, you know, we can also talk to people in IRC as well, so that's pretty, it's good.
Yeah, and obviously, because we're streaming live, there's bound to be loads of problems. And and I think this is something that people have to accept, is the fact that we're not a professional radio station.
No.
You know, we do this out of our own pockets and out of our own hearts, so... Like yesterday, I wasn't able to do a show because it was just, you know, completely impossible for me to get home and do it and everything in time to be able to get to work tomorrow. So, you know, things will drop in the background and, you know, things will happen. So anyone that wishes to contribute in any way feel free to do so. You know, we're always open to suggestions and you know, creative criticism as well. And if you want to say our show sucks and we're shit, then you know, that's your opinion.
And your opinion is greatly welcomed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. 2 days ago, got back from New York. Been there for 3 weeks. Listened to the show and I loved it. And I don't know if you were managed to. When I called in from the States, I don't know if you're you were able to hear me right.
Barely, very, very barely.
But well, when I got back, I saw that I had the beta version of the new Windows Vista, and for the past 2 days, I've been messing around with it about a system up, just for it. Don't expect much from it. Vista is shit. It's basically just a GUI replacement for XP. Couple added features. Most of the stuff it was supposed to be in it to make it a new operating system wasn't even put in it.
So
I mean,
it's
that's what we put in the operating system in 2009, I think.
Yeah,
a new one. That's just the server side for. I'm still ready for calling it Longhorn, but the server side for Vista. It's got, I think it's got to be called Vista Server.
Right.
But the only changes, only big changes in it, are the new GUI. The blue screen of death has been replaced by a red screen of death in boot up editors.
Yeah.
And the new command line interface.
Yeah.
I've been messing around with that a little bit, and not much. I've not had much time to do it, but it's not a big improvement. There's a lot. There isn't a very powerful command line interface.
Right.
There's a lot they could. Oh, excuse me. But there's a lot they could still put in there to bring up to a Unix standard, if you know what I mean. But I mean, I'll have a full report on it for next week, but. Don't expect much for it. And if anybody's planning upgrading, sort of getting an IT manager and that,
don't.
The cost of the license is actually going up, and it is not worth it.
Yeah. So basically, from what you've, I haven't had a chance to play around with it, but from what you,
I've created you a copy.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you. From what you've seen so far, it's not a revolutionary operating system like they said it would be.
Absolutely not.
So it's not fantastically fucking brilliant like they said, and an extremely easy command line stuff like that, and all that kind of stuff they were going to put into it.
It's shit.
And as security goes, you had to put in an admin password. You were forced to do that, weren't you?
Yes, that's it.
That's basically their new, very, very secure system, is that they won't let you install it unless you have a password.
It's like how they say they're going to have a revolutionary new permission system.
Right.
There's no new revolutionary permission system.
Is it a nice GUI, though? Is it nice and GUI?
There's eye candy in it, yes.
Yeah.
But
that's as far as it goes.
It's stuff that's been in Mac and Linux for about 4 years. I mean, they've spent nearly 5 years creating a new GUI.
Yeah.
A couple added features. And maybe even a newer version of fucking MS Paint, but I don't think so.
Fuck. I was going to say, how many years has it been since they updated Minesweeper or MS Paint or something?
3.1?
It's fucking ridiculous. I mean, how many changes have been applied to OS X and simply just to any distribution of Linux? Okay, I'm not a Linux, you know, uber guru. I can't really talk about it that much, but I know that it's a fucking hardcore system because it how it's built, and what I'm planning to do is I'm going to stay away from Windows as far as I can, and I'm going to get myself a copy of Mac X86 and do a fresh install of that and just run that, because it's going to be best of everything. It's going to be best of the IBM hardware, so it's like a PC. It's running desktop Macintosh, and it's going to be the flavors of Unix, so you know, everything
that's the
in
best
one
thing.
It's everything in one.
Yeah. Once I've finished reviewing Longhorn, I'm actually going to be reviewing Mac OS X for x86. So, apparently on the new Pentium 4s, they're actually really, really, really good.
Right.
I mean, I thought, Intel, you know, if you've got a performance issue, it's got to be shit. Don't go away from the PowerPC architecture.
Yeah.
But from what I've seen, it's actually good.
Good. And I will definitely be having a go in it. You know, it's always a case of have a go, see if you like it or not, and just delete it. But, you know, not a lot of people have the money or the resources to play around with that, so that's why they need to listen to reviews.
And another thing, if you're planning on upgrading your operating system, you know, because you're getting into much problems with viruses, you know, spyware, shit like that. If Linux is too complicated for you, then go to Mac.
Yeah.
Because eventually, right, the x86 for Mac is only, sorry, Mac OS 10 for x86 is only being produced for Apple hardware. But, you know, eventually they will see that they can make a lot of money if they just market it for, you know, everyday IBM PCs.
Yeah.
And they will eventually release that, so it's probably worth waiting out for.
We will see a massive, massive move. All right, maybe not massive, maybe I am over-exaggerating, but we will see a trend in the people that have their eyes open into other areas. And I am myself, day by day, pushing away from Windows. You know, I'm just going to, once I get myself properly established, I'm going to run this machine that I'm always on, and it's like something I built myself, completely customized, let's say recompiled XP, if you could ever get too close to that sort of thing, to my own personalized, how I like it to be, and then move away from that, have it running as a server, because I've got loads of shit on there that I don't want to lose, and you know, get myself a proper operating system that I want to have as myself, as personalized as I can, as I can make it to be, sort of thing.
Or if you're as crazy as I am, you can just make your own.
Yeah, and this is something you've told me today, and it's something that if I had the time to do, I would really do it. And it's something I was looking into when I was a bit younger, but I never really got around to doing it, you know. But it sounds really good.
Yeah, essentially what it is a Unix-based multimedia operating system. You know, it's obviously got to have, you know, be Unix-based and all that, but it's going to have the ease of use of Mac OS X and Windows. You know,
it sounds good.
Yeah, I've already created the bootloader. You know, I had to learn assembly to do that. You know, I've never used assembly before in my life. I'm learning C++ for it as well.
Assembly is an immensely annoying language to learn, and also quite hard, because if you're trying to do it on your computer, you might spin the hard disk off its spindle sort of thing if you did the wrong command. So you want to get yourself a kind of crap machine that, you know, if you break it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, the
play around
the
with
test
it.
Machine I have got it running is an old Pentium 2500 or something like that with 8 gig hard drive.
So have you managed to blow anything up yet with assembler?
No.
Ah, that's good.
Not yet.
Right,
I'm looking forward to it though.
Yeah, you know, are you going to release this, or is it just going to be a kind of a beta,
It's got to be like a personal pet project for me, just whilst I'm in college, you know, something for me to learn.
Yeah.
And then once I've got enough knowledge of it, then I'll completely rewrite it and then release it.
Okay.
You know, it's just something for me to learn. You know, people learn programming languages and assembly and all that.
Yeah.
But they learn it without, you know, without having a practical application for it, so they learn it, they don't use it, and they forget it.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm creating this so I can learn it.
Exactly.
Use it constantly, so it's drilled into my head, and you know, have something to show for it. Plus, I mean, put it this way: if you create your own Unix-based OS, it's got to look good in a fucking CV, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, it's just what you just said there is very, very true for all programming languages. If you've learnt it, you've used it, you'll forget it. This is something that I've picked up when I was using BASIC. You go from like 2 years without programming in it, you forget it, okay? It's something you've got to keep on working on and drilling it into your head, because you will eventually forget it. And if it's not in your daily routine, it's going to, you know, eventually fade away. But if you keep on doing it again and again and again, you'll get really good at it. Eventually, you'll become an expert at it, sort of thing. So,
And if you program on a daily basis, you know, every day, if you've got a project to work on, then the more programming languages you learn, you know, say you learn about two or three, you'll start to learn how programming languages really work and how your computer really works deep down inside. After that, when you've got to pick up other other program languages, like new ones that come out, or maybe even older ones, it's easier to pick up because you've been using it every day. You know how to think in a programming term, and you know how. Another big thing is you learn how to optimize your code before you actually write it.
Definitely,
so you've optimized it in your head, and then you can put it on screen.
Yeah. It sounds like a very, very interesting project. And it's something.
It's got a Tom McRae by M30.
Yeah, it's something I've kind of always wanted to play around with myself. Never got around to it. Never really got the chance to fully, you know, go into the deep end with it. But one day, maybe. Yeah.
The only reason I've got the time to do it is because I'm only at college 3 days a week, and it's a full time course, so the rest of it, I've just got free time, you know. I'll be bored.
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't IRC, I mean, I might as well do something.
Yeah, sure. Well, you're lucky you don't have a full-time job and then have to do a radio show at the end of it.
See, that's a good thing about Scotland is that you actually get paid to go to college.
Oh, God. I am moving to college, Scotland.
I love this country.
Yeah. Sounds fun. Sounds a bit wet and cold.
Bit raining just now, actually.
Ah, right. It was really sunny down here. If only it was like that here, you know, where I don't know. If there was a country I'd really like to move to, it would be somewhere in the Mediterranean, you know, where you take things slowly and you take things at your own pace. And it's just so crazy here. You know, it's like work, 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 sleep, work, 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 sleep. Where's the time for rest? No wonder people are, you know, if every Friday going out for a drink, getting pissed, and then, you know, there's not much time. And that's basically all I've got to say on that point.
Yeah, the only reason people work so hard in this country is that if you earn, I think it's 38 grand or more, you actually get charged 40% tax on your income.
Yeah, I get taxed.
That's the only reason people work so hard is to pay the fucking government.
Sure, I get taxed so fucking much. I'm going to say I'm going to get taxed. I get taxed at least £550 every month. Now, that's a fuckload of money.
Yeah.
And that...
Alright, as soon as I finish with university, I'm off to the States of Canada.
Yeah.
You know, the tax there is so, so low, plus there's a bigger job market as well, so...
Yeah. Well, with your skills, I'm sure it wouldn't be a difficult thing for you to get into sort of thing.
Here's hoping.
Yeah.
Here's hoping.
Yeah. And, Xbox 360 news. There's been, pricing releases of the Xbox 360 consoles. They're going to release it in packages and not just as one console, one thing. It's going to be the basic package will retail for $299, which is roughly around £230-240, something like that, and will not include a hard disk, nor will it include wireless controller, instead shipping with a wired pad. The second package will retail for £399 and will include a 20GB hard disk, wireless controller, wireless headset, Ethernet cable, and remote control. No resale date has been revealed, but mid to late November is expected. Okay.
Packages.
I have to say, when they dropped it, I thought, wow, this is going to be pretty cool. I'm going to enjoy this. Probably not going to buy. Might go around to a friend's house and play, but I am going to enjoy it. Now that they've released their release information, I'm kind of disappointed. Very, very disappointed. When have you ever not been disappointed in Microsoft? I don't know. But I have to say, they're bastards. I have to say, why not just fucking release it in one package, price it at a reasonable rate? Of course you won't make a profit on the first few years. Nobody makes a profit on a console in the first few years. But eventually, yeah. And a 20GB disc! What can you get on 20 gigs these days? Probably a Linux distro. That's what people...
Maybe Debian.
Yeah, probably Debian on there. Fuck. You know what? I'm just going to stay away from that as far as I can.
Yeah. The packages... mean, just when you mentioned it, I looked it up, and I'm reading it. It's stupid.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's enough to make a grown man cry.
Yes.
Now, I am a console fan. I really do like fans. I really do like consoles. And it's something I've enjoyed from the, you know, Super Nintendo days to the Nintendo days to the Atari days. And it's just like, wow, this is so cool. And they've always kind of pushed things forward. But the way they're releasing this is kind of stupid. That's why I'm probably going to stay with PlayStation. Even though Sony is the Microsoft of hardware.
Yeah. But the past few years, Sony's quality has been drastically gone down.
Yeah. You know, yeah, that's very true. Sony. In their laptops and everything like that, yeah.
But especially on the laptops.
Hmm.
But when it comes to laptops, the only ones that I buy is either Dell, IBM, or... Tiny. Because Tinys are actually pretty good.
I have to say, IBM ThinkPads.
Have you seen
cool.
ThinkPad R51?
Yeah, we've got a few of them at work. I've purchased them because they're so good and they're very, very tasty. I myself have an IBM ThinkPad 600X, and it's
that's a sweet one.
It's a you know it looks ugly, but I fucking love it because, you know, it's black and it's kind of discreet and it will take a beating. You know, I've been, if anyone's ever actually been, you know, gone out there and tried to do some, you know, war driving or anything like that, anything wireless related, you will find that you'll knock it about and then you'll find hard disk errors. This won't, it will run, you know, you can drop it down a flight of stairs. I'm not advising people to do that though, but it will
actually
still
done
run.
That with an old compact.
Yeah.
And it still worked, surprisingly.
Yeah, it is good stuff.
Yeah, IBMs are actually pretty good. I mean, I don't care for all these fancy laptops, you know, they're all silver, shiny, sleek lines,
yeah,
all that.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Give me a fucking box that works,
sure.
You know. I mean, I don't care about things. I don't care
exactly
the way it looks, you know, as long as it works, you know.
And,
I care what's under the hood.
And ThinkPads, well, the older ones, like my 600, they're nice and compact, so it won't be breaking your shoulder when you're trying to carry it. Although the newer ones are kind of big and bulky, but they're still okay on the weight.
Example.
Yeah.
The 600X is at the 1.2 gig.
You mean hard disk space?
No, gigahertz.
Oh, as far as I know, yeah, I think it's a 1.2. It's a Pentium, yeah. Oh, well.
Pentium
3? Pentium 3, I think.
2?
Pentium
3? Yeah, it'll be a 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually still have my very first laptop, a Compaq Amada 1700.
Right.
It's from 1996 or something like that.
Mm.
Old, heavy.
But, It's good to have something that, you know, it's always important to customize your own stuff. And that's I don't know, not many people do that.
Dell's great for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had a lot of good luck with Dell. I mean, I got a C600 in January, completely customized.
Yeah.
And I've never had a problem with that.
Sure.
But the only thing is, if you buy it online, you can get... no operating system installed. The operating system comes with it.
That's good.
So I actually had to do a phone order in order to get the operating system to cough up. Because I mean, I don't use Windows. I use it for Photoshop because I don't have Mac.
Yeah,
that's one thing.
It's true that the thing is, every time you buy a PC for like the standard user, they don't have an option. The only option is home or pro. And what if you wanted one without an operating system? What if you said, can you bung on a nice little distro of Debian or something like that? They'll be like, huh?
They won't even know what Debian is.
Exactly. So, fuck him, that's what I say.
Can you excuse me for 2 minutes?
I will do.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Welcome back.
Thanks, Shane. Had to get a Dr. Pepper.
Ah.
No, I had one in over an hour, so I'm starting to
shoot. Oh, Dr. Peppers are good.
Right.
You're really teasing me there.
Any email?
We had one email, which I've already read last shows. There was actually something I wanted to link into from the last time show. I've completely forgotten it. Never mind. I'll probably do it tomorrow.
Email us.
Yeah, email us. Do. We love email. It's something we kind of hold dear to our hearts, and we print off, and we put it on our walls. You know, we put it in a frame. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, it's good stuff if people email us, because then we know what we're doing wrong or what we're doing right. And you know, the past email just said that they wished that we would drop our bitrate because it was too large and they were using 56k.
Yeah, the
fail size. Yeah, so which is exactly what we've done, and we've taken to your comments.
You could probably go 96 to 24.
Yeah.
Because 24, that'd be, you know, you can still retain some quality, but still have low fail size.
Yeah. So what we did is all the previous episodes, we dropped down to 64, and every single episode from now on will be in 96. For those of you who have 56k, anyone who wants an even smaller size, please email us, and we will consider that as well. It's not a problem, you know. It's not an issue for us to do that.
Maybe even do it in Orbis.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, if that is your, you know, if that's what floats your boat, basically.
Because you can go really low with that, but still have excellent quality.
Yeah. Sure, I mean, nobody, you know, not everyone has a 10 meg net connection, so.
Yeah, I know. There's a little thing in the forums I wanted to see.
What's that?
I can't find that. I can't find that. Typical of me.
Whoops.
What was that?
Looks like our stream server is down for some reason. I'm just trying to resolve that. Because I just checked the stats. You know that you made that new website and it doesn't have that server stat thing? So I'm just giving that a go. Quick scan over, see if I can do anything while we're live on air.
There was a big lag there.
Yeah? Ah, well.
Oh, yeah.
Probably because I was connecting to my, downstairs server through VNC, so.
Alright. I want to give a shout out to Evolve.
Right, yeah.
From the forums.
And why is that?
Well, he's a fan of the show, you know, and, you know, he's gave a few comments, you know, with the sound quality and stuff like that, you know, a few suggestions and that, so I just want to say hi to him, and, also a shout out to, Berserk.
Yeah.
Even though we had a little incident today in the forums.
Yeah.
But, you know, good luck to him.
Everything's cool. Yeah, I think the main issue was they listened to the 2600 meeting, and that was recorded, like, that wasn't even an episode of Hacker Voice Radio.
Yeah.
It was just a 2600 meeting that I sat there with a microphone and recorded everyone there off the fly. It was just a very quick, kind of speedy in and out sort of thing, and it was in the middle of the park of Leicester Square, so we weren't expecting that to be, you know, Uber quality kind of thing. It was just one-off thing. But the next recording of 2600, I will make sure that we're doing it in a good venue, in sort of soundproof areas so that we don't have too many problems. We're also considering having maybe Hacker Voice Radio meetings as well. And a lot of people have voiced interest in that, which is cool. And, you know, we're always up for those kind of suggestions. And more meetings of like-minded people, I'm, like, 100% all for.
Hacker's Voice meetings would be great in the UK.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole reason we started it, was to get the UK scene back up.
Sure. It wasn't because, you know, there wasn't any other reason. It was that. It was the only reason was to get people interested and back into the scene.
Yeah.
And if we can do that more often, then fuck it, you know, we'll do it.
Talking about the scene.
Yeah.
I think it's tomorrow I'm going out to the BT buildings.
Right.
In Glasgow.
Ah. Uh-huh.
For a little bit of urban exploration.
Ooh.
And dumpster diving.
Good stuff. I actually, while I was on my way back to here, I took a few pictures and poked around in a BT distribution box. Now, in the distribution box were standard cable connections and also connector blocks for pairs. This was in Camden. So I've got the pictures on my phone and I will upload to the Binary Revolution Galleries.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. I'm going to be putting the galleries on the site.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. That's cool. And I might just go back there with a pair of gloves and a beige box.
Yeah. That's always good.
Yep.
Talking about boxing, actually done a lot of red boxing in the States.
Hmm.
I've actually got a picture of me red boxing one of the phones in one of the World Trade Center buildings. Not the towers, but the
I was going to say
the ones next to it.
Yeah.
It's quite funny. And I don't know if you can see it in the picture. I mean, I've not got them back from the place where I get them developed yet, but there's actually a security guard behind us wondering what we're doing.
Oh dear.
I was just saying, I was playing a little recording down to my mother on the phone, you know.
Yeah.
The idiot bought it, but he didn't know what the real tones were.
Yeah.
I just said it was interference.
Oh, and another thing to say, I want to give a shout out to my good friend Kissick, which we met on the 2600 meeting, and we are hoping to do some freaking, me and him, sometime soon, and just some general hacking and stuff like that, because he's a good chap, and he also did volunteer himself, I don't know how far he's gone down to it, to create a logo for us, so that should be good as well, and...
We can always use the one off the site.
Yeah, we can. And I don't know, you've seen my little signature. What do you think of that?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Let's go. I need to see it again.
Yeah. It's on the BinRev forum somewhere.
Yeah, the text is kind of edgy though.
Yeah. I
like the idea of the arrow coming out of the edge. That's
I did want it to be like that, to look kind of like old kind of, you know, computer sort of thing.
Alright, cool. I like it.
But yeah, it's work in progress as always, and that aerial took me about 20 minutes to do because I kept on fucking it up by hand at maximum zoom, trying to get all the pixels right and then fading them all out. But it's cool.
What were you using?
Paintjob Pro. Paintjob CS, actually.
What, you mean Photoshop CS?
Sorry, Photoshop, yeah. Photoshop CS, yeah.
It's easy to do in Photoshop. That's a second job.
I am a Photoshop noob, so you know.
All right.
that's the best I could do, sort of thing. So yeah.
Cool.
And yes, the stream server seems to actually be down. I can't get it. I can't ping it. And there's nothing I can do. Just wait and pray.
Is it a dedicated server?
It is. Yeah, it's a dedicated server. Yeah. God forbid me running one at my house. That would just be... It would be lag all the way. Even though it's a good connection, it's like my phone is running through my connection, my internet connection, what we're doing now is running through there, and the stream up to the server is pumping out. as well. Yeah. So it's high latency. But
we don't have enough money for the
dual lines.
Oh, God,
no, I've paid for a dedicated shoutcast server.
No, but I've seen
Don't know.
Damn it. The big internet connections, I can't even remember what they're called in the UK anymore. Oh, that's bad.
You mean cable?
No, hang on a second.
Is it a network connection or?
Internet connection, oops.
A net connection.
Probably internet connections means it's working. But it is.
Huh. I don't know.
Weird.
Well, at least, you know, if people can't get on a stream, they will be able to get onto, they will still be able to get to this episode.
And, co-location.
Sorry?
Co-location.
Oh, right, yeah. No, I don't know if you want to pay for that.
I don't have enough money.
No, neither do I. But,
I'd love that, though.
I can't even FTP to it, so I'm just going to leave it and look at it later, because I really cannot be bothered with this now.
Hang on 2 seconds.
Sure.
Sorry about that.
You alright? Yep.
It'd be good to have a 100 meg connection.
It certainly would.
Belial would go... no Belial, that's you. Planet would go nuts with the amount of porn.
He's what, sorry?
I says Planet would go nuts with the amount of porn that you can download with that.
Alright.
You know, we know what he's like.
Yeah. actually, Planet was saying he will call in sometime to the show.
Is he awake to see us already?
He is, yeah. He left He left Monday, Sunday morning, I think. So
whereabouts is it he's staying?
He's staying New York. I've got no idea where. I'm sure New York is vastly massive, so...
Oh, yeah.
I've got...
Subways are a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I've got no idea where he is, but... wherever he is, I hope he's not being arrested.
No. Do you know what they're actually doing? I wanted to mention this. As soon as you go into immigration, and when you get into New York, I mean, I flew into New York,
yeah,
New Jersey, the very first thing they do is take a photograph of you and take your fingerprints.
Yeah.
That sucks. I mean, I was like to the guy, I was like, you'll not get my fingerprints. He was like, I'm sorry, sir, but you have to get your fingerprints taken.
Yeah, otherwise you can't get in.
You? And he was like, just do it. And I was like, okay.
So you
he
got
had a gun, so.
You got your dog dropped.
Yes, by the US government. Bastards.
They owns you.
They bone me.
Yeah.
I wasn't too happy with that at all.
Yeah. Oh, wow. The Nationwide are actually introducing PGP signatures into their emails.
Ooh.
So every email sent by sent by the Nationwide branch is
that's
signed
the
off.
Society, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. Signed off by PGP.
Alright, that's cool.
Which is good for increased security. But then again, it's not really that secure.
Nothing is really secure. Given time, anything can be cracked.
Because I can just spoof that. Spoof the PGP signature.
Yeah.
And say it's me.
I actually have a few white people kicking about that.
Yeah.
I was shooting last night.
But I didn't say that on air. You didn't hear me say that, okay?
Alright, maybe never heard that.
just forget that I've said that. Anyways. Australia's largest telco to be split. Looks like the Australia's largest telephone company, Telstra, which is also half government-owned and controlled most of the telecommunications network in Australia, is to be split into separate retail and wholesale arms. This means that the wholesale side of Telstra will have to sell the network and retail side under the same terms it uses with other communications companies. The government has done this in a bid to improve communication services and in regional Australia, so it can privatise the rest of the telco. It's all good, as long as it's fair. Sorry?
I said it'd be good if they sold off the BT network.
It would be fucking fantastic, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
BT owns so much infrastructure, and you can't... If you were
gonna, so expensive as well.
If you were going to implement, like, a Les 10 line or something, you have to go through BT first. A BT certified engineer has to come in, splice the lines, and do all that before anything else can be done. So, you know, it's all down to laws and all that kind of stuff.
Stupid. Because the government makes so much money off BT as well, sure. They're reluctant to give it up.
Definitely. And they make a fuckload of money off us as well.
Yeah. That's why I'm switching to Vonage.
And I already am. So, Vonage is the way to go. It's, you know, if you've got a good connection to the internet, you're fine. You're singing. It's a zero user configuration. Plug it in and away you go. You know, anyone can do it with, you know, it's. You got a, it'd be good if you knew a little bit about it, and you'll be happy. But if you don't know anything about computers, you'll still be fine. You'll be flying.
You don't need anyone.
Sorry?
You just plug
it. Yeah,
I said you don't need anyone.
Yeah, just plug it in and away you go.
Yeah. You just get a phone adapter, which is basically a router.
Yeah, it looks like a it is actually a Linksys. Just a standard Linksys router with four LAN connections and a RJ11 connection, two RJ11 connections for a fax and your telephone lines. Simple as that.
Plus you get, I think, 8 different numbers?
No, you get one number, but you can choose between
them. Add additional ones.
Yeah, you can add additional ones. I think, I don't remember now, but I think you can choose which number you get as well. And if you're not happy with that one, you can always buy more numbers.
Can. I emailed them about that.
Cool. Which is fantastic. So why?
I mean, that's great. I mean, if... you've got to say that people want to call in from the States.
Yeah.
You just register an American phone number in your landline.
Sure.
And then... It doesn't cost the international rates.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's still phone in the UK.
And it just forwards it's you great. Onto there. Yeah, it's fantastic.
The best thing is a Simul ring.
Mm.
See where you, someone calls your home number.
Yeah.
And it rings your cell phones.
Yeah, this is what I was telling you about today, is that you can put as many numbers as you want down on it, and what happens is when you're out of office when you're out of your house in your office, whatever, doing something. If somebody's calling your house and it's an important call, it will route to every single number you put in there. So it can be a mobile, another landline, another mobile, or whatever. And you can pick that call up and it will be transferred to you automatically, you know, problem free.
That was the thing that sold me in Vonage.
Yeah.
Because I was also looking at Bulldog. Mm. But the reason I didn't want to go for them is because I have to sign up for them as well.
Yeah.
And I still have 9 months left in my new ISP contract.
Right, okay.
It's an excellent ISP. I'm using PlusNet. I've never had any problems with it.
Right, okay. I see that you've got SCOBY dot something. How did you get that DNS set up?
SCOBY at plus.net, I think it is.
Yeah.
Because it's a static IP.
Ah, okay.
That's good. I've got my own hostname as well.
That's very cool.
The amount of features that PlusNet offer you is incredible as well.
Mm.
They give you a fax service. Which is they give you a fax number,
right.
But it's an 0870 number.
Yeah,
and it just sends it to your email inbox.
Cool.
So that's a good wee thing because I send quite a lot of faxes.
Yeah, that's very
but
very
for,
cool.
But for mail order,
yeah,
the States. So that's good.
Definitely, very very good. And the more features you have, the better service it is.
They also have excellent spam blocking.
Mm.
For their mail.
Cool.
I've never had one piece of spam.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't think I've ever actually had one with Gmail. Never.
I get a lot with Gmail, but it all gets sent out in the spam folder.
Ah, okay. I haven't had a single one.
The filters on Gmail are actually pretty good.
Mm.
I've never had anything go into the spam folder that shouldn't be there.
Cool.
So I'm happy with that.
We are actually on 54 minutes at the moment.
Really?
Yep. It's gone quite quick, hasn't it?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Every time me and Planet have an episode, I do a little bit of planning, he does a little bit of planning, and then we just end up doing it, and we figure out that we have run into 2 hours. So, we can carry on Or we can, if you want to decide on a closing tune that you might want to do, I don't know if you have any suggestions.
Well, we could carry on for a little bit.
Sorry? Yeah.
We could carry on for a little bit, cool. A little bit longer.
Cool. Yeah.
So, oh, that's nothing. Slash dot of 14th of August, I think it was, you saw that the Pentium 4 was overclocked to 7.1 gigahertz.
Yeah.
Which is a world record.
Wow.
I want to know how it's done. I mean, I'm looking for the story.
Yeah.
And I'd love to do that.
Yeah, I'd love to do that, but you need to cool it with a refrigerator or something like that.
Yeah, liquid nitrogen probably.
Yeah. The thing is... I did want to cut you off there. Go on.
Right, the reason that I would like to do that is because I do a lot of video processing. It's like making DVDs.
Yeah.
Like converting it from AVI to MPEG-2. Mm. So I do a lot of that, and it takes absolutely ages in the system that I use for it. Even though it is Linux, but it still takes ages because it's a slow processor.
Yeah. It's doing every single frame and all that kind of stuff and calculating everything, configuring it. Mm-hmm. But my chip is an AMD 2.8, I think it is, and it's overclocked to 3.5 as far as I remember so far.
Speedy wee bastard.
Sorry?
It's a speedy wee bastard.
Yeah, but it's cooled by water.
Oh, lovely.
So, the reason it's cooled by water is because it would just melt, and I have actually blown up a chip before doing that. And you only Yeah, it has to be cooled by water. I have a nice big fat fan at the back, which is like a radiator. And it's a 12-inch fan and a nice little water pump in there and a reservoir.
The very first time I tried water cooling, I kind of killed the motherboard. Yeah, I always check the seams.
How did that happen? What, did it just leak?
Yeah, I didn't set it up right.
Ah, dear. Yeah,
I was like 14 or something.
Yeah, so. I did actually have some problems at the beginning, because I was thinking... The package they provided me was just basically silicone tubing and clips and everything, and I thought, well, this is not going to hold the water in for very long, so I ended up getting some basic kind of just plumbing, silicone plumbing with it, silicone kind of glue sort of thing that you use to seal your tiles in your bathroom.
Alright.
It's as simple as that. It's just a plumbing job. That's basically what you're doing. You're doing plumbing. You want to keep the water in and you don't want water to escape. So you seal every single point that's connected together with silicone and it will stay there. But the thing is, I was a bit kind of, I want to get this done as quick as possible, turn it on and see how fast it'll run. So I didn't give it 2 hours or 3 hours to kind of dry and cool, and ended up splitting one of the seals and water started dripping out of the reservoir. Luckily, it was the only point outside the computer, so it didn't do any more damage, which meant that I just have to... I just emptied the whole tube of silicone over that thing and tried to keep the water in. And so far, it hasn't caused any problems. Also, another thing to remember about water cooling is that because it's water, it's an organic mass, and it will cause algae to grow inside your computer. This is something you're going to have to deal with. Maybe go to a pet shop or something and get some tablets to remove algae, kill algae inside the computer in the water system, and keep it away from direct sunlight, because you will get a build-up of green slime.
Direct sunlight and geeks.
Yeah.
That doesn't go well.
No.
I have blackout curtains up. I'm serious.
It's just like... The most random thing you could say about talking about computers is algae and computers. you walk into a pet shop. Oh, I need some algae killer. What is it for? Oh, it's for my computer. Oh, God. Yeah, it's cool. I might even consider. The furthest I've pushed it for, I think, was close to 4 gigs. And then it just started crashing every time I moved the mouse, sort of thing. Blue screens of death every time I tried to do anything more intensive. I think I fucked up the clock speed. I didn't configure that correctly.
All right.
I might go back and do that again, because it's a very slow process to overclock. You have to, you know, boot every time, check if it's okay, bring it back, go a little bit higher, go back, and go to that threshold.
You always do it in small increments.
Yeah, you go to that threshold where it's just stable enough, and then you go back a bit, and then you go forward a bit, and then you go back a bit, and then you go forward until you've got everything configured correctly. And there's a lot of things to look at. It's long-winded, but do visit a forum. I don't know one off by heart, but check something out. There must be a guide to it, and I know there is.
Bombs Hardware's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Do you have any suggestions for closing music?
Not really.
Okay. I might pick
anything
something.
Anything will be fine.
Anything will be fine. So let's just see if we can pick something quick and funky out of the air. Maybe Insomnia by Faithless. Mm-hmm. And you might hear a bing. No, you won't. Okay, cool.
Bing.
Yes, you will. I can't hide the fact that I'm using XP, can I?
XP whore. Turn the tones off.
Yeah. So, it's a goodbye from Bilal.
And a goodbye from Scorpio.
It was a good episode.
Alright.
And we'll catch you tomorrow.
greasy insomnia. Please release me and let me dream about making mad love on the heath, tearing off tights with my teeth. But there's no relief, I'm wide awake in my kitchen. It's black and I'm lonely. Oh, if I could only get some sleep. Creaky noises make my skin creep. I need to get some sleep. I can't get no sleep.